Yes.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I want to report to you, I think I had a pretty good morning on the Hill on the Marketing Commission. I was asked several questions that might be brought to your attention. One was who ought to appoint the chairman of this commission, and I said the president. Second, what factors ought to be considered, and I said that I thought it ought not to be anyone who is in a farm organization, a commodity group, or in the agricultural business as such, but rather someone who has no possible self-interest involved in the deliberations. And I think this is going to move through on a fairly broad base in both House and Senate. Looks like it's pretty good shape.
All right, good.
Number two, we've been working here on this beef purchase thing. I'm going to see Mansfield in the morning. Let me just say that our problem here, Mr. President, is that there is neither available, what we want to buy to help this price situation is meat that has been boned and fabricated. In other words, fed steer stuff, as you know. Now, this is available in only certain amounts on the market, and we are going to buy as much as we can without bringing the price up too much. We are going to try to double the amount, which is 4 million pounds a week. Our estimates are that it will cost us about 10% more than we're presently paying to do that, or about $500,000 a week. And but we're not going to say how much, because this is a competitive bid business and we want to get as much as we can for as little as we can. Now, that's about the outside of an amount that we can handle, because we don't have any place to put it. When school is on, we are able to move about 4 million pounds a week, and we can move year-round through the institutions about 1.5 million pounds a week. We're now talking about 8 million pounds a week, which means we're going to move some beef into storage and hold it there and then feed it back in when we get on the upturn of this cattle cycle. So I just want you to know, money is not the problem. The problem is the channels to distribute it and the cost of getting the fed stock and the recognition that we got to have storage facilities for it. Now, on the cow meat, which we can put in the cans, we have that price up in good shape, as you know. It's up to about where it's been for the last 5 years. If we buy any more than 2 million pounds a week of it and move that price up any more, why, shipments that are currently moving to Western Europe from Australia and New Zealand are likely to move back in this direction. So I don't think that ought to be stepped up anymore. But we're going to now buy all we can possibly handle without getting into a position where we're wasteful and that we can distribute. And we're going to be on this. I would recommend that in your press conference or on inquiries on it, why, rather than using numbers and figures and pounds, that you just say that we've had a strong program, it will continue strong, and that you've instructed the Secretary of Agriculture to purchase and strengthen this market so far as it can be efficiently and effectively done.
Okay.
And let us play with it.
Okay.
Thirdly, one other thing you might take in mind that we're staffing out here is the possibility of a disaster loan program of a kind, a special cattleman program, which would provide for interest, for a low-rate interest and loans, so some of these poor feeders won't be liquidating their herds too soon. I'll have some details for that for you to look at on Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
Very good.
Bye.